The new year is fast approaching. Throw out the resolutions that you always break within a few days, weeks, or months at best, and replace them with one firm decision. For example, this is the year I will start my own business. And with Shopify, 2026 is when it happens. Shopify gives you everything you need to sell online and in person. They give you all the tools to easily build your dream store. Choose from hundreds of beautiful templates that you can customize to match your brand. Setup is fast with Shopify's built-in AI tools that write product descriptions and headlines and help you edit product photos. Marketing is built in too. Create email and social media campaigns that reach customers wherever they scroll. In 2026, stop waiting and start selling with Shopify. Sign up for your $1 per month trial and start selling today at shopify.com/inspirational. Go to shopify.com/inspirational. That's shopify.com/inspirational. Hear your first this new year with Shopify by your side. Welcome to our Sunday Talks. Today's talk was edited and adapted from Invincible Power by John Henry Remmers, published in 1922. One summer morning, my attention was called to the pitiful cry of a robin. From a window, I observed the bird as it hopped from place to place in an excited manner, calling for help as it seemed. I went into the yard, and just as soon as the robin saw me, it flew excitedly about my head, increasing its cries. The actions of the robin puzzled me. I had never seen one carry on in such a manner. The bird then hopped about my feet, flew a short distance, and eagerly continued to call. I followed the robin, and it actually led me to a place where a number of old boards had been carelessly thrown. And at this spot, the bird's call was most incessant. As I moved the boards aside, a cat darted past my feet, and there I found a young, dying robin. As I picked up the little bird, the mother, now intensely excited again, flew about my head. I laid the baby bird in the sunlight, hoping that it might revive. The mother, ever calling, hopped about the little robin, then was joined by its mate. Later, realizing, as it seemed, that death had claimed their loved one, the birds flew to a nearby tree, and for the balance of the day remained there, crying and crying, revealing in a most touching manner the divine principle of love. In the tiny heart of the bird, God placed love. Some call it instinct. Otherwise, the bird would not build its nest, feed its young, and so anxiously seek their welfare. Could the little helpless birds thrive, grow, and become a part of the whole, unless the old ones fed and guarded them until they could fly alone? Certainly not. Can you conceive that the divine, who placed love in the tiny heart of a bird, for the continued welfare of that species, would place it in our heart if it were not meant for our welfare and happiness? For no other reason than happiness and progress has the divine placed love in the human heart. And by happiness and progress, we come into our own. The greater our love for each other, the more genuine is our love. And the more genuine a person's life, the more successful and happy they live, because genuineness is the state and character of the divine. By helping others, we help ourselves. The person who serves best is most in demand. And to serve best, we must be sincere. And sincerity towards others is love. Those who choose to ignore the principle of love are surely on the rainbow trail. As it was written, ye shall seek me and not find me. Their fool's gold will never buy that which they seek most, for happiness is found along another road. Where there is faith, there is love. Where there is love, there is peace. Where there is peace, there is blessing. Where there is blessing, there is God. Where there is God, there is no want.